Now, a Hurricane Florence update on KISS 95.1.
Hurricane Florence slamming the coast of the Carolinas from Wilmington all the way down through Charleston and New Bern.
What can we do here in Charlotte to help? We can contact people who need rescuing, like this woman right here. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, tell everyone here in Charlotte what your situation is there in New Bern.
Well, right now, actually, I'm in Bridgeton. I'm across the river from New Bern, so I don't know how New Bern is, but I'm pretty sure that it's just as bad, if not worse, than we are.
Okay.
This house has been here since 1957 and has never, ever flooded inside the house until last night.
How much water?
We had almost 2 feet of water in this house.
Oh, wow.
And it came up fast. It came up fast. I mean, it came up faster than it ever has before, and it scared the living daylights out of me.
Where did you, when this
we
water
are waiting on rescue now because I need a warm shower and dry clothes.
Yeah. Now, but, when the water came in, did you have to get to your higher floors? What'd you do?
We don't have higher floors. I'm a single-story family dwelling.
How'd you?
There is no place higher for me.
Oh, wow. So you just had to stay there.
That's it. We don't have an attic. I've got.
Where are you standing right now? Where are you guys?
I'm standing in my living room right now, looking out my picture window at the waves coming from the Neuse River into my front yard.
Oh, man.
Are you standing in water?
Probably about a quarter of an inch.
Mm.
It finally did recede a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, a little bit. It went down a lot. Yeah, it went down about 17, 18 inches.
Wow.
Have you heard anything?
2 hours ago or something?
Have you heard anything from neighbors, anybody else in your area that needs rescuing?
No, I have not. I don't have any of their numbers. I have been speaking to my niece and a friend of mine that I know from work,
mm-hmm.
and they tried all night long to try to get somebody over here to help us. But we weren't the only ones in trouble.
Now, did the water wake you up, or have you just been up all night trying to...
Oh, no. I've been up all night. Yeah. It was no sleeping for me.
Yeah, I bet.
No sleeping at all.
Do you guys have down power lines or anything like that? Or are you dealing mainly with water at this point?
Mainly with water at this point. I don't know about the rest of the town.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been able to get out.
Mm-hmm.
We moved our car from the back side of the house away from the river to the front side on the porch because the back side was flooding first, and then it came up. So we're down. Our cars, both our vehicles, are completely flooded out and ruined.
So you can't even use your car to charge your phone right now?
No, I can't even use it. That's what I'm saying. I got 49% on my phone. I can't even use the car to charge it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen, here's the thing. I don't want you to waste your battery anymore, especially talking to us. We're going to go ahead and contact rescuers for you. We're going to keep calling them and let them know where you are, okay? So we can get you out of there. The storm isn't over. It is just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
got to get you to safety.
And if you guys want to text me, I can send you some pictures.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Well, then I can cut my phone off and
absolutely
wait till the rescuers get here.
Okay. We're going to do what we can. Amy, you and I imagine that was your husband behind you?
Yes.
You guys stay safe. Our prayers are with you. What would you say are you dealing with water and wind as well?
Yeah, there's still a lot of wind out there.
Okay.
But it's mostly water right now. I mean, you can't get to my house without a boat.
Okay. We're going to contact rescuers for you, Amy. You, we'll text you. You can send us a picture and then shut that phone down or at least hold on to it because the rescuers might use it to contact you.
Right.
So just make sure you, Loren, you're really good at this. How does she get the most battery use?
Take your brightness all the way down. Go ahead and, put it on silent. Don't stay on it. Close all your apps.
Okay.
All right, Amy.
All right.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Amazing.
I mean, the water was coming behind her, then the water was coming in front of her. She's trapped. She is trapped.
So what we'll do is we have the information for the rescuers, and on this crowdsourced rescue website, Roy, let's just put it in here and tell people that she needs rescuing. We just spoke with her. Okay. Wow, amazing. We'll bring the story back locally to Charlotte here in just a little bit. We'll check in with Brad Panovich later on this morning. Nick Koser, our good friend over at Fox 46, we'll check in with him and we'll see what the latest is for the Charlotte and surrounding areas on the MRL show.
Charlotte's number number one hit music station. And Manny, Roy, and Lorette in the morning. Kiss 95.1.